Penguin Random House Audio presents The Circus by Jonas Carlson. Read for you by Kirby Hayborn. Chapter 1. It all started with the usual discussion. Is it possible to be friends with someone who listens to Fix You by Coldplay? Then it broadened out and turned into a debate about friends and friendship in general. For a while, I thought there was something wrong with the phone, like when you get a crossed line and find yourself talking to someone else. Danson had told me you could find yourself talking to a complete stranger. Obviously, I should have learned never to trust Danson. Nor Yalo, come to that. Look, I'm getting this all muddled up. I'm not actually sure what order things happened in, to be honest. But I do know what happened. What happened when Magnus Gabrielsson disappeared at the circus. And by that, I don't mean he got lost in the crowd. I mean, he disappeared and didn't come back. Chapter 2. An old friend of mine, Magnus, had called me and asked if I wanted to go to the circus with him. I didn't particularly like circuses, but Magnus said this one was worth going to. They've got clowns, he said. I was standing in front of my record collection, holding my phone between my ear and my shoulder. In one hand I had Fun Boy 3, and in the other one of Terry Hall's solo albums, which I was trying to squeeze in between the albums by the Specials and those by the Special AKA. I'd already spent all morning lying on Yalo's couch, drinking coffee and talking crap about all sorts of